Take a deeper listen with KEXP every Tuesday. I'm your host, Emily Fox, bringing you intimate conversations with the artists you love and new ones you'll discover along the way.
Our family, they're getting older, you know? I mean, our music is us processing life.
A lot on this record is about how grief is not a punishment. It's an act of love.
Every musician is on this journey to get to the essence of what music is and what music means.
Join us for a deeper listen wherever you find your podcasts. Just search for KEXP.
It's live on KEXP. I'm your host, Evie, from listener-powered independent 90.3 FM KEXP. We're broadcasting here live in Seattle. We stream 24/7 at kexp.org and through our free mobile apps. KEXP is a nonprofit. These live performances are made possible from donations from listeners just like you. So thank you. And I'm so happy to be here today, joined by Ethel Kane. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having us.
Yes. Whenever you're ready, we would love to hear some music.
To be your favorite song. You and me against the world. You were my man and I your girl. We had nothing except each other. You were my whole world. Then the day came and you were up and gone. And I still call home that house in Nebraska. When we found each other on a dirty mattress on the second floor. You came and I left, and you left and I cried. Where you told me even if we died tonight that I'd die yours. These dirt roads are empty, the ones we paved ourselves. Your mama calls me sometimes to see if I'm doing well. And I lie to her and say that I'm doing fine, when really I'd kill myself to hold you one more time. And it hurts miss you, but it's worse to know that I'm the reason you won't come home. But I still call home that house in Nebraska. When we found each other on a dirty mattress on the second floor. While the world was empty, save you and I. When you came and I left, and you left and I cried. the bottles make it worse. 'Cause you were the only one I was never scared to tell I hurt. And I found photographs of our school on the day we met. I thought that you were so beautiful. It was love, I guess. And you might never come back home. And I may never sleep at night. But God, I just hope you're doing fine out there. I just pray that you're alright. And I feel so alone. So alone out here.
It's Ethel Cain live here on KEXP.
Baby, don't run, I'll take you anywhere. So I hopped right in, out of luck to spin. And at least your trip beats walking. And you said, hey, do you wanna see the West with me? 'Cause love's out there. Started to see you differently, yeah. Since I was a child, I could see a man who wasn't angry. And he said it's been a long damn time since I left Florida. No one left to leave and no one left to love. But now that I met you, I finally know just where I'm headed. And we found heaven in time, where your western sunshine met my deep southern wind. And you got lost in it, and yet you found yourself hard pressed for air and sweating. And you said, hey, do you want to see the west with me? Cause love's out there and I can't leave it be. And I said, honey, love's never meant much to me.
Listening to Ethel Kane live on KEXP.
Actually important, but he lied cause I sure did watch him showing up wearing black, and he knows that his daddy's on death row, but he'll say it with his chest though. His friends moved dope, he hasn't tried coke, but he's always had a problem saying no. His older brother bagged the valedictorian. His mother studied screaming he should be more like him. Can't eat my mind, I've been watching you. Couldn't fight to sleep in life, but you look so cool. Camo jacket, Robin corner stores. Hard odds to beat when you're on all fours. Good men die too. Oh, I'd rather be with you. Kisses. Tell me when you wanna come and get home. I only want him if he says it first to me. I wanna earn him in the back of his mom's Mercury. He looks like he works with his hands and smells like Marlboro Reds. It makes me so and I can't get enough of it. Something's been feeling weird lately. There's just something about you, baby. Maybe I'll just be crazy and piss him off till he hates me. Yeah, right. I know he loves me. Love slung by a chick, baby, come and get you some.
Kane live on KEXP.
Hit 'em twice as hard. But in the end, if I bend under the weight that they gave me, then this heart would break and fall as twice as far.
You're listening to Ethel Cain live here on KEXP. Thank you, Ethel.
Yeah, thank you so much for having us.
I just want to make sure that someone has told you today just how stunningly beautiful your voice is.
Thank you so much.
Covered in goosebumps. It was beautiful. So thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Do you want to introduce who's playing in the studio with you today?
Yes, absolutely. So I have Stephen Collier on the guitar, and I have Caden Clinton on the drums. They have been so graciously backing me up, and they've been amazing.
thanks for being here today. To you both, too. Just a couple of questions for you. You've been performing under the name Ethel Kane, right, since the late 2010s, if I'm correct. But this record, your newest record, Preacher's Daughter, is your debut record under that name.
It is.
Can you kind of introduce our listeners to who Ethel Kane is?
Yeah, so Ethel Kane is, you know, an all-American girl trying to, you know, kind of both fit in and break out of a mold that she doesn't quite necessarily fit into. And, you know, there's a lot of gospel themes and, you know, feelings of heartbreak and whatnot. And, you know, coming from Florida, that's just something that kind of is very prevalent, you know, down south. And yeah, it's just kind of an all-American tale of love and loss, I guess.
It is a common American tale. This is so Preacher's Daughter is the name of your new record. It's your first major independent label debut, right?
Yes.
But you also released it, I read, on your own record label, which is Daughters of Cain. And I want to know a little bit more about Daughters of Cain. Can you tell us kind of about it and what your hopes are for the future?
Yeah, so when I started this project, it was kind of like a joke that my friends who loved my music, they called themselves my little cult. And so I started calling them the Daughters of Cain. And yeah, it just kind of like stuck around. But yeah, it's been a great, you know, community of people that have gathered around the music. And it's been so nice being able to connect with so many people. And, you know, it's like a sisterhood. It feels like, you know, it's really tight-knit and close and special. And yeah, it's just been like a really cool experience being able to make this music and see where it goes and who it reaches and who it brings to you and who it brings you to.
Who does it bring to you most?
I think all the right people. I don't know. Yeah. I feel like, you know, me and my friends have this saying that, you know, you attract more flies with honey than with vinegar. And I feel like, you know, making something that's just very like intimate and personal and vulnerable and authentic and, you know, just as honest as possible. It just brings people who understand it and, you know, like-minded people. And, you know, I feel like you put kindness out and you get kindness back. And so it's just brought just all the right people, to me. And I've met a lot of really good people that I'm still very close with, through the music. So it's been a blessing.
Happy to hear that. So, as you were mentioning, your music and your art makes a lot of like visible reference to religion and the church. And you're the daughter of a deacon, if I'm correct there. Yes, you were raised in that environment. So as much as you're comfortable, can you kind of share how those experiences shaped the music that you're making today?
Yeah, I mean, I was dedicated in the church, I think, when I was 6 days old. And every day after that, you know, we were in the church Sunday mornings, Tuesday nights, Wednesday nights. We were there for choir practice. My mom was in choir. I was in choir. My entire life revolved around church. Every single day, everything I did revolved around church. And, you know, just the music and the community was so heartwarming. And, you know, there's always negative aspects to everything that you start to notice as you get older. But one of the things I hold on to from my experience growing up in church was just the liveliness of being with people who love you and people who you love and singing on Sunday mornings. I think it's just such a bright, beautiful kind of, you know, moment of congregation. And I like to hold on to all the positive aspects of that and carry that with me. I just think community and music is just such an important thing around the world, and I love to hold on to that.
I think you would find that music and community are very important to us here at KXP too. You may know that. I was really excited to see this set list that you put together for today and that you performed for us today, because none of the songs that you performed were singles that you released, right, from Preacher's Daughter,
right,
from this new album. And you included one of my favorites, which was Crush, off that 2021 Inbred EP. Can you tell me why you decided on this set list?
I love to do a stripped down performance. You know, it's fun to do the big grand stuff, like the singles and whatnot. But I don't know, sometimes I just feel like I wrote all of these songs, just me on my old piano at my mom's house. And sometimes it's nice to just like pull everything back, the production and whatnot, and just like play with the piano and, you know, the beautiful guitar and the tambourine, the harmonica, you know, I just feel like it, that raw feeling gets the impact of the songs across the best because that's how they were written. And yeah, these are just some of my favorite songs on the record, and they speak the most to me, and they're my favorite to perform, like live. So that was kind of a no-brainer. I knew I had to do these.
Okay, well, I also have to say, you kind of strike me as someone who has a lot of incredible influences. Like I heard you covered Britney Spears recently, and there's definitely some pretty fascinating influences. People like maybe Lana Del Rey and Florence Welch and people like that. Yeah. But you sound very, very unique. Just know that.
Thank you.
So can you kind of share maybe some more of the femme artists that have inspired you, other than the ones I listed maybe?
Yeah, I can tell you. Actually, I remember when I was in high school, I used to watch the KXP live sessions of Florence and the Machine and Daughter. Mm. And I was obsessed with those. I like ripped them to my iPod. And you know, they just, I think between Florence and Elena of Daughter, I think the two of them brought such like a ferocity, but also such a vulnerability to their music. And I loved the fact that they were able to toe the line between such like impactful, visceral lyrics and, you know, emotions, and then make such a beautiful ethereal music. Mm. You know, it just inspired me so much growing up. And, you know, those were two of the biggest artists that I was listening to when I started making music. And yeah, I would say they were kind of like the cornerstone for my music. And then also, you know, artists like Suzanne Sundfer, who I actually saw live in concert last time I was in Seattle, and Imogen Heap, and, you know, just all of those great, you know, singer-songwriters. And I mean, there's so much more than that. But, you know, just these great, like, angel women who are just, like, so much larger than life, like absolute hurricanes of women. And yeah, I was like, if I can even capture like a half of that or a quarter of that in the music, then I think I would have done something right.
I think you're doing a really good job of that. And I love that you were so inspired by those KXP sessions. And here you are. We're so glad that you made it here.
It's very full circle.
Yeah. Good. Well, thank you so much for being here today. It was lovely to see you perform these in person. Such a special part of what we do here is these performances. So I'm glad that we had you.
Yeah.
Thanks for being here.
Thank you. It's been an honor.
All right. Well, you've been listening to Ethel Cain live on KEXP. It was an amazing performance. So thank you so much. And thanks to our listeners. Thank you so much for listening, for watching this session. You can subscribe to the KEXP YouTube channel. And you can also support KEXP. It's easy. Gifts of any size help greatly in powering the sessions just like this one. Any amount makes a difference. You can go to kexp.org for more information. And this has been Ethel Cain live on KEXP.